Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
Sure, that's 45406.
You said 45?
45406.
Thank you so much for that. Could you please provide me with the first and last name on the account?
Shelly McNutt.
McNutt,
McNutt.
And for security purposes, can you please verify that address for me?
303 Superior Avenue, Unit 16, Dayton, Ohio, again, 45406.
Thank you so much for that. I've located your account. I do see where you made a purchase for our all-natural Brilliant Catalyst. How can I assist you today?
I need to cancel this account and make sure that it doesn't get charged ever again.
All right, I most definitely can go ahead and cancel out that account for you. And
good.
If you don't mind me
asking
what makes you want to cancel out your account.
Mm-hmm. Yep, cancel that.
What makes you want to cancel out your account?
Because you guys charged me $94 without my knowledge. I thought I was ordering a trial, and then I got charged. So I didn't even get to try your product, so I don't want you guys charging my account.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and cancel out that monthly subscription for you.
Mm-hmm. And what do I need to do to get a refund, if I can ask?
That's full price for the product that you already have.
Yeah, I want a refund.
That's full price for the product that you already have. The company does not accept returns due to the health regulations. That's why they only ask for the customers to call to cancel.
I can dispute it with you guys because I really didn't
want
it.
Yes, ma'am, and as far as the dispute process part.
I wanted to try it, but obviously if you guys are scamming people like that, it's really shitty business. And I know that's not your fault, but the company in general, that's pretty poor practice. It really is.
Yes, ma'am, and as far as the dispute process works, none of our customers win their dispute process. The bank will call us to confirm proof of purchase. All calls are being recorded and monitored. You've already stated to making the purchase. You just state you did not read your terms and conditions. So the bank feel like that's no one's fault but the customer's fault.
Okay, thanks.